All right, so we're holding Bez Hashem Klal Vav Din Gimel, and the Chafetz Chaim is talking to the Issa of Rechilus, and he gives us an important example. The Im Hayalei Hezek Beiskai, that if a person had some damage in his business, and he doesn't know why he had this damage, Kegain Shemachzik Harenda Misar. As in the old days, one of the good businesses was if a person's had the licensing of beer or of wood or of anything from the Tsar, from the lord of that area. Vesila goyse hasar, and he lost the job. The Tsar decided not to renew the license for him. V'leinoida lo yemechad hil shinalov, oish hasar mitzanatz mehavira, and he didn't know what's pshat. Is it that somebody snitched on him and said that he was stealing or whatever? Or that just the Tsar decided he's going to give it to somebody else? Also, leilach shoy lechad mi Yisrael. So you're not allowed to just be choishit somebody. Imlo sheyesh loyolov dvarim nikarim akvi mashis bar lekamon manik adar manitarim. Oz muta lahachle believe by Allah, but leilach sidai dezet. So Chavetz Chaim says, if stamaza, you think you know there's a little bit, you know, it smells, and you saw this guy handling with the Tsar a lot or something like that. In such a case, of course, it's asur to be choishit that person. And it's also to believe that's the person who did the trouble. But even if there's dvarim nikarim, and there's very strong circumstantial evidence that this is the person who did it, in that case, if it's dvarim nikarim in your heart, there's no aveira for you to think that this person did something wrong to you. Because dvarim nikarim, very strong circumstantial evidence, is enough that you could believe that he did it. But the fact that you believe that he did it doesn't mean you can take action against him. For that, in order to take action to cause somebody a financial loss, you have to have witnesses. The fact that in your heart you really believe the guy did it is not enough.
Are you able to further investigate?
You can further investigate, but Lamaise, you're not allowed to do something that's going to cause him the damage. So that's what he says, unless there's Dvar Medikarim, then you're allowed to believe it, but you can't be mafsidim. So he'll explain a little more soon. Because you can't assume that a person is a Rasha. And on that, the Torah tells you that you have to judge people favorably. And the Chafetz Chaim now on the bottom says, how many averas a person could stumble in if a person listens to Rechilas. Chavetz Chaim says, I'll give you two examples that are very common. Maybe Hashem with his great mercy, maybe this will help if I will reveal the trickery, the cunning of the Yetzirah. And a person with seichel will be able to now compare this to other situations too. So he says, Binyan Hasar now, like the first example that he said, that this person lost his job, he's lost his license. With Goyim who are, you know, complaining against him. When he asks, why are you doing this, taking away my parnasa? In order, they don't want to take the blame themselves. They say, don't complain to us. He said that you're not doing the job right. And as soon as this fat guy says that it's Yanko, so right away he believes it. The guy told me beferish. So therefore he accepts it as truth. And now he considers this Yid a Malshin, that he snitched on him to the Goyim and caused him to lose his Parnasa. And the guy wouldn't lie. He's not going to add anything or say something incorrect. And because of that, there's going to be animosity. And now, when if he gets an opportunity to get this guy in trouble, he's going to get him into trouble. And then he becomes a real meiser. He's a real meiser, the second person, because he just took the guy's word for nothing for it. He says, "Kiyotze b'ze motzu," is a simple kind of a case you have in the following case. Kigoyin shenoch rikova, eitzel Yehudi yachad liknes mimenu mashke kiyotze b'ze. A guy comes to my warehouse and he makes up that he's going to buy this drink, schnapps, obviously, or he's going to buy some fabric. He makes up he's going to buy fabric from this yid. The gomer samikach, and they made the deal. They settled on the price. Everything is settled. They shook hands. Okay. V'nichli gamkin kelo bebeisa, and he also left over the utensils that he's going to pick up the merchandise with. And there are people that even if they made a deal, that they'll still go around shopping and they'll try to see. Maybe there's somebody else who has these goods for cheaper. And maybe they can do a better deal, and then they'll back out of the first one. They don't go when they go to Beryl, the other fabric guy, they don't tell him that, you know, I made a deal already, that I made a deal with somebody else. They don't say that. And the new seller, he doesn't know that this guy made a deal already. Sometimes, you know, he'll give a better deal. He doesn't know that this guy made a deal already. This guy is bargaining and he gets a cheaper deal. And when the guy hears this, he runs to the first guy, and he just takes his equipment without no excuse. When the yid says, what are you doing this? So the guy doesn't want to take the blame. Who may shivai plenty amaycher pigani vamali lamein at the kind of the rights of likness and man escheira. He said the other guy, you know, your uncle, he came over to me and he said, why don't you buy from me? Haloyetsi escheira teva harbi yais michel plenty. My stuff is much better than his stuff. Vegama mika choizel chavi menu, and I'll give you a better price. Vetake him kabbal zel emes gemura. And of course, the guy told him. If a guy says, the guy wouldn't lie. So he says it's true. V'choyshev es ha-Yehudi l'oni ha-mahapap harara, sh'niku Rasha. So now the second Jew, he's an oni ha-mahapap harara. The Gemara says, you're called a Rasha. If a deal is made, and even though you didn't make the kinyan yet, but the deal is complete, and I'm relying on you that you're going to do it, to now for somebody to go and take away the deal from you and for somebody else, you're called a Rasha. V'noyter la-Yehudi sinabalibay. Now he hates this other Jew. Ulamacha yizalzel neged chaveri harbe v'mikachim. And the next opportunity, he'll say, that guy, he's got terrible stuff, he's got junk. They become enemies one to the other. Everybody now wants to swallow the other one. They want to see blood. And everybody, even tzaddik, this guy's a Russia. He took away a deal from me. And therefore, I'm doing it. So he says, look how many lavin the guy was over. He listened to Mechilus, he listened to Lashnara. Now he hates another Jew. Now he's taking the Kama. He's over, the other Isurim. And sometimes you can have a din of a malshin. You're a moiser, you're so upset, you go tell the guy about it. And all this happened because he believed in Rechilas. The Yisr of Rechilas is even if the Jew said it in front of you. And he has nothing to lose. And the guy was quiet. Sounds like he admitted it. Still, you can't believe it. And here, that's a guy who told it to you. There's a reason why he wants to lie. He doesn't want to take the blame. He wants to push off the blame to someone else. Surely you can't believe his words. He should have said the guy probably is not telling the truth. And he should judge the lukav schus. In the case of the merchandise, He should be down the kavschus and say the other Jew probably doesn't know about it, that we made a deal. And he would have saved himself from so many averis. And if he would have done that, he would have fulfilled the mitzvah of judging a person favorably.
The first guy, can he say, okay, I match the price?
What?
The first guy can say, okay, I match the price.
In which case?